Hey. Good morning, Gas Cap Louie.
Hey, good morning to you fellas. How you fellas doing? Should be on with you boys today.
Well, good to have you here. Well, what happened yesterday?
Well, I tell you, we were a bit disappointed we didn't finish this year. We felt we had a good car this year. Our 00 Hyundai was running hard. But unfortunately, we blew the engine in lap two.
Two?
Yeah.
How do you blow an engine that quickly?
Well, it's hard. You know, all the other guys in the race, you know, a lot of my fellow drivers are very proud of them finishing the race and everything, but it's hard when they're running V8s and we're trying to be competitive with our four-cylinder.
Four-cylinder?
Yeah. And plus, one of our guys on the Pork Rinds Hyundai team forgot to put oil in the car.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Yeah, a little oversight right there before the race.
Now, how did you even qualify to be in the race yesterday with a four-cylinder?
Well, we were running good before that, but, you know, race day is a different animal altogether than just trial laps and everything. And in lap one, my car was real tight. Then it got loose, and then I got wide. And then I got up in Todd Bodine, then I lost a tire and spun out on the apron.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and then I got back going on the track there. My hood flew up, so I couldn't see anything, so I headed into the pits. I was the first one to take a pit stop on lap one there, and they gassed me up, and I took on two tires. Unfortunately, one of them was a donut tire because we forgot to bring tires this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so then I headed back out there and immediately got wide and hit the wall. And then that caused me to spin out on the apron again, so so I went ahead and cut through the infield to try to catch up with the other cars. Yeah, I was really off-roading it there. I was running over barbecue grills and chicken coops and picnic tables exploding off my front grill, but I finally got back out there on the track on the other side, and I immediately got up in Rusty Wallace.
Well, you had a rough day handling the car.
Sure did. And about that time when I was up in Rusty Wallace, Sterling Marlin bumped me and sent me into the wall.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and that blew two tires there and jammed my transmission in first gear, and I tried to keep up for about half a lap there, but the engine was starting to strain being in first. I was going 60 miles an hour at 24,000 RPM, and about that time my engine blew, and Kenny Schrader hit me from behind and sent me sailing over the wall into a ditch.
But you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine and everything. You know, it was just a below average day for the 00 Hyundai.
Well, it sounds like you've had a lot of below average days. You've never finished in the top 30 at a race, have you?
No, I haven't finished in the top 30. Matter of fact, I've only actually finished three races of the over 200 races I've been in.
Oh, gosh, that's not very good.
But your sponsors are still happy with you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd like to take the time right now to thank some of my sponsors. I'd like to thank Pork Rinds for being title sponsor of the car. I'd like to thank Funyuns, RC Cola, Moon Pies, Dap, and Pampas.
Well, you're pretty well sponsored, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, when you've been around the business as long as I have, you know, and been an old driver like me, you know, you got a lot of people with a lot of sentimentality want to sponsor you.
Sure.
Any of the other drivers upset with you, and then, you know, you're out there in kind of a slow car and getting in their way and cutting across the infield? How does that fly?
Yeah, you know, from time to time I get yelled at by several of the drivers, and you know, Buckshot Jones is kind of on my ass a little bit this race, but old Buckshot's a good guy. We've been friends a long time, way back on the dirt track circuit and everything. I remember him, you know, so you know, you have disagreements out there, but you get over them pretty quick.
And Hyundai is totally new to NASCAR, right? They never really.
Yeah, it's the first Hyundai car that's ever run in a NASCAR event, and I'm thinking about dropping Hyundai, to be quite honest with you. I was pretty disappointed in the way the car ran and everything, so we may try out for Team Kia next time.
They get a souped-up Sophia or whatever that is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, listen, boys, I got to get out of here. We got to work on this car and everything. We're looking forward to Talladega and all the other races happen all the time, so we got to get out of here.
Okay.
All right, good morning.
See you, Cap.
Oh, yeah.